Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were taught that when God carries out His judgment, He will be 100% just. Let's listen as we get into our study today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
Those people in communist land, those people in Islamic land, and others realize how that will affect them in that day. And they'll come up to worship the King. Who is the King? Well, He's the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, my friend. That's the battle of Armageddon. Their flesh consuming away while they're standing on their feet. Even before their skeleton falls to the ground, the flesh is gone. The eyes in their hole are suddenly consumed away. And their tongue, they go to scream, and there's nothing there. They can't form words. That day is coming. Let me say something that'll make the world mad, maybe make some Christians mad. But God will be thoroughly, perfectly, 100% just in carrying out this battle. The problem is not with God. The problem is with men. Judgment here is swift and complete. And as bad as those things that I've just read from Zechariah seem to be, yet it's not as bad as hell. Their offense toward God comes back on them as God gives orders to gather, in which they'll be brought to the valley of Jehoshaphat to be judged for their offense towards God. So God orders them there. And God has obligated them to come. That's what verse 12 of Joel chapter 3 is about. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Oh, they are obligated. And you too are obligated to stand before God one day. Don't miss that the armies are gathered together as people today, people of the world, didn't want God messing up their sordid lifestyle. A lot of times today, people won't get saved because those that have heard the gospel know, if I don't repent, I may go to hell, but if I do repent, I do turn to Jesus Christ, then a lot of this sin in my life will stop, and I don't want it to stop. Oh, the armies, when they're coming together, they think that they are gathering for a great victory. And God will show they are awakened as a prisoner who is to come to the court for their sentencing. It is God who is there in the person of Jesus Christ, and He will judge them, as He said He would. Remember, we read to you John chapter 12, verse 48, where He said in that particular passage, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. The heathen round about, none are left or escape His hand of judgment. Romans 14 and verse 12 is clear. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. You know, the word judge means to litigate. That's literal. He will sit, God says, I will sit to judge all the heathen round about. Means he will litigate. Whether we like that or you agree with it or disagree with it, God says he will do it. That is why we read in Matthew chapter 13, verses 39 and 40, it says, so shall it be at the end of the world, the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. In this case, what they thought to do to Israel, the nation, that God of this world, Satan, deceived them into hating that nation, will find that what God will do unto them, for although they're deceived by Satan, God gave them a free will to decide, and they decided against God. 2 Corinthians 16, verse 9 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Who can stand before the Holy Creator's indignation? If you don't have him who wants to save you now, when you appear before God, there'll be no reprieve, there'll be no hope, there'll be no mercy. Yet, you're hearing me right now, he invites you to come to him as your Lord and Savior. And oh, he will save. He will cleanse. He will change you. He'll give you everlasting life. But just remember, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. My friend, do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? You're not sure. Don't put it off. Let me tell you this. The Bible says in Romans 3 and verse 10, there's none righteous, no, not one. That includes all human beings. Every human needs a Savior. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 says. God's glory is the Lord Jesus Christ. We all come short. See, you're not compared with some hypocrite in church. You're not compared with the best man in church. You're compared with the Lord Jesus Christ. So am I. We all fall short, and that's the standard. If I'm going to escape the eternal lake of fire, I have to come to that standard. Because I can't, I needed a substitute. And Jesus Christ, who was God in the flesh, was born of a virgin, that he might be the perfect sacrifice for my sin. The Bible says in 1 John 2 and verse 2 that he is a propitiation for our sin, and not for ours only, but for the sin of the whole world. Yes, he paid it all. For the wages of sin, doesn't say a big sin, a whole lot of sin, just said for the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. But he says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Not what you earn, it's God's gift. He said in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. You see, my friend, he wants you to invite him into your heart and life to make you a new person, to cleanse you of your sin, to take the power of sin from you, to save you from the penalty of sin, and then to give you the promise of everlasting life. So we read in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, he is Lord, he's God, he is Jesus, the one who came in the flesh, speaks of his humanity. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Yes, Jesus arose literally, bodily from the grave. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, Romans 10:10 says. That's with the righteousness of Christ. That if you receive him, then you stand in him. You're in Christ. And then his righteousness, his blood, is accepted for your sin at the judgment. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There was a day, my friend, where I could put my name in there. Now Andy Bloom is saved because Jesus died for him, just like he's died for all men. But we must be willing for him to save us. We must be willing for him to come to our life, to be the Lord and God of our life. And if you're willing for that, oh, he'll change you. And many times the world won't like it, but he is there for you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Yours is to call upon him. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace, that is God's grace, are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, he wants to save you. Will you let him? Why not right where you are right now, bow your head and pray and ask the Lord to save you? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words. But if you mean it, then you might pray this prayer and receive him as your Savior. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood for all my sin on the cross and died for me. I believe he was buried, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 10:11 says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. And my friend, if you received him, don't be ashamed of him. Let me encourage you to, first of all, let somebody know this decision that you've just made. Our announcer will give you our physical address as well as our web address through which you can email me and let me know that you've asked the Lord to save you. Secondly, find a good Bible preaching church. They hold to the King James Bible. Their music's not rock and roll. And just find out, you know, about it and ask the preacher there then, if you find a church like that, what's the next step? On our website, I have booklets by Andy Bloom, and you'll see that one is called Building Blocks. It'll tell you how to live this new Christian life. Oh, my friend, I hope that you'll do that, and I hope that you'll share with others what Christ has done for you. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my feet on its firm foundation, for